This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Zalo herbicide is available for farmers this spring. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
With how long the development process can take, it's not every day that you see new herbicide products on the marketplace. However, this is one of those years at AMVAC as they have announced the brand new Zalo herbicide. Mark Foster of AMVAC said that Zalo has been in the development cycle for over 3 years, and it's now ready to be used by farmers this spring.
Yeah, certainly we've been working with the development of Zalo for well over 3 years now, and very excited to be able to launch this new herbicide into the market. Zalo herbicide is the brand name, and it will be available for farmers this upcoming spring.
Foster said Zalo is for soybeans, cotton, and canola, and it targets grasses and broadleaf weeds.
Sure. So Zalo is a multi-AI product that will be available to be applied on glufosinate-tolerant canola, cotton, and soybeans. And as you know, there's certainly a high penetration of soybeans, canola, and cotton that contains that trait enablement. This is a broad-spectrum, broadleaf, and grass control product. It contains glufosinates that controls broadleaves, very broad-spectrum, and then contains two modes of action, both systemic and contact for grass, and that is brought to us by both the quizalofop portion of Zalo as well as the glufosinate portion.
Zalo is suited for tank mixing as well.
Absolutely. So the things that we would encourage growers to be looking at is tank mixing with a Group 15 type product with Zalo herbicide. That'll offer growers some residual along with Zalo, which is more of a contact product, allowing growers more opportunity to control weeds longer throughout their growing season.
For Money Matters right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.